Another yearling grizzly bear was killed by the BC Conservation Officer Service in Christina Lake on Thursday. Sadly, it's the third member of the same grizzly family to be killed by the Conservation Service in the last few weeks, and both grizzly bear advocates and the general public are questioning the policy and process behind those decisions. The yearling, a male, was first seen in the resort community of Christina Lake last weekend along with its female sibling. The bears had been trapped in Nelson, fitted with radio collars, and relocated to a mountainous area 30 kilometers north of Christina Lake on August 14th. This was after the service had killed their mother and another sibling earlier that week. The Conservation Service announced the killing of the male yearling in a statement on social media on Thursday afternoon. They said the bear had been frequenting the residential area in Christina Lake and that residents there had, quote, reported the bear on the beach, in a boat, in backyards, and on the golf course, end quote. They also said it was observed eating garbage in a busy campground resort on Thursday. The service added that due to the bear's high degree of comfort around people in a residential setting, dependence on non-natural food, and its previous relocation, it was not viable to relocate the bear a second time. In accordance with provincial conflict response guidelines, they said they killed the bear to ensure public safety. The bear's female sibling has reportedly left Christina Lake and continues to be monitored via its radio collar. Katie Graves with the Ursa Project Society, a bear advocacy and awareness group in Nelson, questions why, once the bears were seen in Christina Lake, nothing was done to help residents in the community manage attractants and help the bear's chances of survival.
Why isn't there a conservation officer or a park ranger or somebody, you know, in the vicinity to sort of to manage the public, really?
Graves expresses the anger and frustration of many when she calls into question the way the situation has been handled by the Conservation Service. She says the service has completely destroyed any trust with the community in both Nelson and Christina Lake.
I'm not putting this on individual officers by any means, but the policies and procedures have just shattered this amazingly beautiful family of grizzly bears that were, quite frankly, ambassadors weaving their world into ours. If you had a grizzly bear in your backyard, you'd want it to be her and her kids. She was extraordinary. And they've really shattered any remaining illusion that this system cares about coexistence. In British Columbia, we say that we love the wild. And then why are our taxes paying for, quote, conservation that not only destroyed this family, but also is causing immense trauma to its own community? And it's not just Nelson now. Now it's two communities. Now it's Nelson and Christina Lake that are feeling this.
After witnessing the events of the past few weeks, Graves says the way the situation has been handled is evidence that the Conservation Service needs to be dismantled and restructured.
It exemplifies why this entire structure of the Conservation Officers Service needs to be dismantled and rebuilt with transparency, accountability, and like a wildlife policy that reflects the science and the values of the public that it's supposed to serve. The people have a voice. One of the reasons that they stopped the grizzly hunt was because the public was against it, and they listened. And well, we were going to lose our grizzly population if we didn't be careful there. So they really need to listen to our voices.
Finally, Graves says that if the overarching goal of conservation policy is to recover the population of grizzly bears in the Kootenays and in the province in general, then people need to deeply re-examine what it means to coexist peacefully with apex predators.
Is coexistence, you know, them being near us or whatever, is that dangerous? Are we doing something wrong by allowing them to be 200 meters from us feeding on our property? Or should we just be screaming at them and running them off? To where is the first question. The second question is, let's flip that upside down and think about it from bears' perspective. What they are doing is adapting to what we are doing to their habitat, to their world. We are changing their world, and they're adapting incredibly well, incredibly honestly, incredibly, you know, trusting us. I've been thinking a lot about that word, like they trusted us, and look what we did. We had whatever minuscule piece of trust was left with conservation, who's supposed to be managing the wildlife, that trust is broken.
For Kootenai Co-op Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.